From NPR and Chicago Public Radio, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle, and here's your host at the Chase Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Luke Burbank.
Here's the worst thing. Here's the worst thing about this craze that's sweeping the nation of people chanting Luke is that you know that like 80% of you, the next thing you wanted to say, at least in your mind, was, I'm your father. Because no one's ever told me that my name is like the guy in Star Wars. Thank you for pointing that out. Thank you, Carl. Thanks, everybody. My name is Luke Burbank. I'm a reporter for NPR's National Desk. For the last few weeks, though, I have had the privilege of filling in for Peter Sagal, the usual host of the show. As you might know, Peter's been off working on a book. It's actually a look back at a golden era in Hollywood. It's tentatively titled From Risky Business to Days of Thunder, Movies Tom Cruise Made Before We Figured Out He Was Insane. We've got an excellent show for you this week. Comedian and author Rita Rudner will be here to play our Not My Job game. And in the meantime, though, if you want to be on our show, you can give us a ring. The number is 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Now it's time to welcome our first listener contestant. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
My name is Judy Kaplan from Lynn, Massachusetts.
Hi, Judy. How are you?
I am very well, thank you.
Oh, good. Well, what do you do out there in Lynn, Massachusetts?
Well, I am a laid-off person from high tech, and I'm about to open a cafe next week.
Congratulations.
Ooh. I'm employed.
What's the cafe going to be called?
Judy's Place.
Aww. Judy, I'm there.
Well, thank you.
Save a table for me.
I shall do.
Well, Judy, we have you here to play our game. First, though, let's introduce you to our panel. Performer and author of the new book, Schrodinger's Ball, Adam Felber.
Hi, Adam.
Hi, Judy.
We've also got the woman behind the syndicated advice column, Ask Amy, Amy Dickinson.
Hey, Judy, I got your letter, and I'm glad you followed my advice to open a cafe.
And Boston Globe writer, Charlie Pierce.
I read Charlie at the Source because I'm a Boston Globe reader.
Well, thank you very much. I will refund you your 50 cents immediately.
Well, thank you very much.
Well, welcome to the show, Judy. You're going to play Who's Carl This Time? Carl Castle is going to read you three quotes from this week's news. If you can correctly identify or explain two of them, you'll win our prize, Carl Castle's voice on your home answering machine. You ready?
I am indeed.
Okay. This was a week in which being shown the door was at the center of the news. So all of your questions are about people and things that got the boot. Here is your first quote.
My very educated mother just served us 9 pizzas.
That mnemonic device no longer applies now that what has been demoted?
Pluto.
That's right. It's been a tense couple of weeks for Pluto, the Tito Jackson of planets. So small and far away that scientists were saying it wasn't a planet. Then last week they said it was. Now this week they've officially decided it isn't a planet after all. The new and final definition of a planet, they say, is something that orbits a star but is not a star itself and has enough self-gravity so that it clears the area around its orbit. So Earthlings, please welcome to the solar system the planet Kevin Federline.
But, you know, what happens to, like, I'm a Scorpio, and Pluto is, like, my guy. So what happens to me?
Oh, this is awkward.
I'm having such a bad day. Yeah. My horoscope is just shot.
Yeah.
It's sad. I think it's sadder than we're expressing. We're not even feeling it yet.
It's the shock, I think.
Yeah.
It's 300 million miles away. It's not going to get here for a while. We're not... You know, the what do we care what you think? We think we're a planet message isn't going to get here till we're all very old. Yeah.
Very good, Judy. Here is your next quote.
All of a sudden, you can question anything you serve in a restaurant. The poor snails, the mussels, the shrimp, the lobsters. You could go on and on.
That was Chicago Mayor Richard Daley lamenting a citywide ban on what that went into effect this week.
Is that foie gras?
Yes, foie gras. The city council passed the ban because of what it felt are the cruel conditions under which foie gras is created. Despite the ban, though, Chicagoans were seen around town this week defiantly shoveling the grotesquely fattened liver paste into their mouths. City officials have been trying to decide how exactly to punish these violators. So far, the best they can come up with is forcing them to eat grotesquely fattened liver paste.
That'll show us. But you know, isn't it weird how when somebody says you can't have something, all of a sudden, I'm a little peckish. You know, like, I am wanting it now.
I've been like that with window cleaner all my life. What? Oh, like I'm the only one.
All right, Judy, here's your last quote.
It's nothing to do with his acting ability. He's a terrific actor, but we don't think that someone who effectuates creative suicide and costs the company revenue should be on the lot.
That's the elderly and more than a little decrepit Sumner Redstone, chief of Viacom, explaining why his company Paramount Pictures told its biggest star to take his antics elsewhere. Who?
Tom Cruise.
That's right. When the industry that brought us Mel Gibson and Andy Dick decides you're too crazy, probably time to take it down, way down. Which is precisely what Paramount said to Cruise this week. Despite Cruise's colossal drawing power at the box office, the studio decided his Scientological ways were just creating too many headaches. Headaches, interestingly, that he refused to let them treat with aspirin. Well, Carl, how did Judy do?
Judy had a perfect game, Luke. She had three correct answers. Judy, I'll be doing the message on your home answering machine.
I am absolutely thrilled and looking forward to it.
Judy, congratulations.
Thank you.
Nobody, baby.
I know.